G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 8. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, Joel Marshall and Carl the Jackal Diorio. Well, Joel, we head to Caulfield for the first day of what should be a magnificent carnival. Spring weather has finally arrived in Melbourne. We've got four Group 1 races and plenty of good betting there, but I guess almost the most interest is centred on the one that no one will be betting on, and that's the Caulfield Stakes.
Yes, exactly right, unless you're a multi and you'll be just unloading everything onto Winks and getting the better than bank interest. But yeah, it's certainly a very intriguing affair this year, the Ladbrokes Stakes. And well, I think he or she wanted to go, they wanted to go to the Cranbourne Cup. It looked like going to be just two runners, but they've lobbed here. And well, even if he doesn't beat any of the other two home, he'll pick up, was it $57,000 for running third? So it's going to be a really intriguing race, but there are plenty of good betting races on the rest of the card.
And one of those, Carl, is the Ladbrokes Caulfield Guineas. I've written this week in Best Bets about the increasing dominance of the Sydney Colts and Geldings in this race. Do you think that's going to continue on Saturday?
Well, yeah, my top selection is stabled at Flemington, but for all the intents and purposes, it is a Sydney Colt. Good race. I think they're probably not as... It's an even spread. I don't think there's a real dominant three-year-old in the field, and I guess time will tell whether or not it's a real vintage guineas. I suspect probably not. I suspect they're an even bunch with no real standouts.
All right, we'll get to both of those and the other two Group 1s very shortly. We'll take you right through the Caulfield program because we've got 10 races, all black type. Start with race 1, Inglis Debutante Stakes, 1,000 metres for the two-year-olds. Set weights listed. Joel?
Going for 9, weight for no one. Stable mate of American Genius, who I liked at Flemington last week and ran a really good race for third. This bloke's beaten him in both of his trials, hasn't really been tested, and has shown good natural speed. So happy to go with him from the inside gate. Number 9, to beat 6, Jukebox, who's jumped out nicely at Caulfield against older horses, and there's been some winning form out of that jump out. 7, Platinum, from the first crop of Animal Kingdom. Very keen to see how that progeny go. There's decent wraps on them. And 1, Double Jeopardy, does have the race experience.
I've gone with 5, Feng Shui. This horse was good in its jump out. It did win a jump out, leading all the way. And then the trial at Cranbourne on the heavy track wasn't knocked about, allowed to find its feet at the back of the field, and then railed through nicely to finish third behind weight for no one. I thought it was the best of the trials, and I actually think, yeah, he's got a fair bit of ability. And I do take heart from the fact Mark Zara is aboard this horse, as opposed to number 11, Spoils, who has jumped out quite well. And I've got it in for third. Splitting that pair, I've got in number 1, Double Jeopardy, with the race experience, and the fourth, number 6, Jukebox, who has also jumped out quite well. And Craig Williams probably had the option of a few runners in this race, and he's lobbed on Jukebox.
Yeah, we all know that jockeys are the best tipsters. I've gone for 11, Spoils, to beat 9, Wait for No One, 1, Double Jeopardy, the only one with race experience, and 6, Jukebox. Race 2 at Caulfield on Saturday is the Ladbrokes Herbert Power Stakes, and 2,400 metre Group 2. Joel, free ticket into the Caulfield Cup here?
Yes.
Yes, and it's going to be interesting to see who gets it. A Sign, I think, has come up favourite. He's in my 4, but I've gone for Big Memory. I just like the weight drop for him, 53 kilos. He hasn't carried that weight for a while. First up run showed that he'd come back pretty well. They went back last start. The race didn't really pan out for him. I think he'll be hard to beat. From 2, How Would Be Thy Name, and 1, Prince of Penzance. Prince of Penzance looks to be going really, really well. He's better at Flemington, but How Would Be Thy Name should just about be ready third up. And A Sign showed good improvement last time out chasing home Al Mandan, and nothing wrong with that form.
Yeah, Sign on top for me. I thought the run last time behind Al Mandan was good. I think third up he'll be peaking here. I've got him ahead of number 1, Prince of Penzance, but of course he's entered for the Cranbourne Cup on Sunday, and there's every chance he might be scratched and running in that race. And if he is scratched, he's done the stablemate, How Would Be Thy Name, a great favour in compressing the weight scale, and I've got that horse in for 4th, and for 3rd I've got in Big Memory, who I didn't think was all that bad last time. The tempo certainly didn't suit, but it was good first up behind Royal Rapture. Interesting race, but I've gone 4, 1, 3 and 2.
And I've gone for Howard Be Thy Name. Numbers just around a different way from a sign, Prince of Penzance, and Big Memory, 2413. And fairly disappointing field there, considering there is a free ticket into the Caulfield Cup, just the seven. More talk about the three-horse Ladbroke Stakes, but...
Well, we had a small field for the Harry White Classic 2 weeks ago, and not an overly big or particularly strong field in the Bart Cummings last week, so maybe they're just running...
Where are they?
And considering we had the Benalla Cup cancelled as well, it could have been even worse, the spread of horses.
Race 3 at Caulfield on Saturday is the Thoroughbred Club Stakes. 3-year-old fillies, 1,200 metres, Group 3, Joel.
Found this a tricky race. I've gone 5, Modern Wonder. Bounced back off the first up disappointment. She had a bit of a break between runs. Clearly not all was right, and she bounced back really well last time out. The 1,200 remains just a little bit of a query, but she will strip fitter, and I think she'll press forward and give you a good side. I've got her ahead of 11, Stop Making Sense, who was excellent at Minnie Valley. Getting a lovely run through, admittedly, but she did charge home. 3, My Country, going to give her another go. Just never really got into a decent sort of spot at the Valley. She hit the line quite okay. And 16, Here the Chant, comes through that same race, and she never saw daylight.
10 in the Vanguard for me, led all the way on debut, really good win. And then beaten by Scarlet Rain, who led throughout the Sweden Embrace. It jumped nicely in the Vanguard from a wide barrier, settled just in behind them, had an interrupted run through the field, and then stormed late. I thought this filly from Barry 1 will put herself in a prominent position and be quite hard to beat. Ahead of 16 Here the Champ, who was very unlucky last up when resuming, did split Chautauqua and Trevenza in the jump out leading into that first up run. Third number 11, Stop Making Sense, who got the runs through the field but Here the Champ didn't. And for fourth number 6, Prompt Response, who was quite gutsy up on the pace in that Champagne Stakes at Mooney Valley. I've gone 10, 16, 11 and 6.
Stop Making Sense for me from My Country, Conchita and Summer Glen, 11.348. Race 4 at Caulfield on Saturday, Catalina Sounds Weekend Hustler Stakes, 1,400 metre listed event, Joel.
10 Regis for me, really good return from him, got a long way back, was a clear last, and I thought did a really good job running home, good sectionals to run fifth, no match for his impressive stablemate Hellbent, who was just awesome, but I think it was a good sign for him to step up to 1,400 and be very hard to beat second up. I'm keen on him to beat 3, Chetwood, who's going super. Might get a little bit of pressure up near the lead here. Sistine Demon, Mobile. There's a few that like to press forward, but he's certainly going well. 6, Mobile's a very talented Kiwi. He can run well fresh. And 5, Badawiya, wasn't far away in Group 1 company last start.
So you've gone 10, 3, 6 and 5.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's my order as well. I think Ragi's on top. I didn't think was given any chance at all from the outside barrier first up. Just got way too far back, missed the boat, and beaten 6 lengths, but was, apart from the winner, Hellbent, was the only other runner in the field to break 45 seconds for its last 800. That really rocketed home. So, look, Rageese is going really well, and I don't know if I can add much more than what you said.
Chetwood, for me, from Badawiya, Well Sprung, and Rageese. 3, 5, 9, 10. Race 5 at Caulfield is the Cape Grim Beef Stakes, one of our very favourite race names, stakes being STEAKS. And this is for the mares, over 1,200 metres at Group 3 level, Joel.
Gone for 4, Shadell, back to mares company. She looks ready to win third up, just beaten by an impressive performance last time out. I think she's ready to beat 3, Silent Sedition. These Andrew Noblet horses rarely run poorly first up. She shouldn't be too far away. 2, Secret Agenda, was pretty dominant fresh. Second up record, not quite as flash, but she's certainly in the mix. And 10, Ravi, the Sydney sider. She's pretty classy. Just a bit of a query. First time Caulfield outside gate.
Same numbers for me, just a slightly different order. Silent Sedition on top. Yeah, great first up record. And the stable always has a very good first up record. The 2 recent jump outs, very good. I remember the first jump out was behind Extreme Choice and also Chloe in Paris, and she was matching motors with them. I mean, there might be some question marks if whether or not she'll be sharp enough over 1,200 metres, but I think Andrew Noblet would have her on the fresh side to sprint well. So I've got her on top of a bit of each way value from 2, Secret of the Gens, it was impressive first up. 4, Shadell in for third, and 4th, number 10, Ravi.
And I'm with Joel with Shadell, number 4, to beat Secret Agenda, Amer Australia, and Miss Gunpowder, 4-2, 14-1. Race 6, Caulfield on Saturday, Ladbrokes Stakes. It is 2,000 metres, weight for age, Group 1 worth 600,000. Winx will run first, Blackheart Bart second, Yorshi third. Any objection to that?
No, they are my numbers, and that is the last leg of the early quaddy, isn't it? 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, so more of an early treble. All right.
Might as well take a big six.
Yes.
Big five.
Yeah.
Moving right along, number seven, race seven, is Schweppes 1,000 Guineas for the three-year-old fillies worth $500,000 over 1,600. Group one race. A good question that one of our frequent readers has is, why isn't this race on Caulfield Cup Day? Can anyone think of a good reason why it shouldn't be on Caulfield Cup Day rather than Caulfield Guineas Day?
You could possibly say that the pathway then heading onto the Oaks might be compromised slightly, but then again, you can then run in the Wakeful 2 weeks after that.
Because they've got the Ethereal on Caulfield Cup Day, haven't they? But not many of these back up.
Yeah, you could probably just, if the Ethereal maybe moves to an earlier time slot, those horses that want to go to 2,000 can run in the bars.
Mm.
And it just makes complete sense. It is disappointing, because even if you've got a good filly and you want to take on the boys, you don't get two bites of the cherry.
Yes, and also, you know, you need to back up a week flight stakes, you know, 1,000 guineas. All right, well, it is on Saturday, so who's going to win, John?
I like the Hayes and Davinick fillies. I'm backing both of them. 11 Sebring Dream, I think, is out to a crazy price. Liked her at the beginning of this prep, and I'm not jumping off. Her two runs have been good. She just lost her spot a little bit mid-race in the prelude. I thought she was strong the last 50 metres. I think she's crying out for a mile. She can get a bit of luck from that gate. Michael Walker to ride. I think she'll run in a really good race. From 12, Harlow Gold. A little bit of X factor about her, this filly. She beat the boys last time out, but a little bit of a different form line coming into this. She's going to get a sweet run. I think she'll measure up. 4, Fox Plate has looked really good winning in Sydney. I think she's short enough, but certainly in the mix. And 2, Miss Rock, no luck at all in the prelude and hit the line well.
Yeah, Miss Rock on top for me, number 2. Robbie Lang, he won his first Group 1 race back in 1983 with Perfect Bliss in the 1,000 guineas. And I think he can win it here with Miss Rock. The first up run was good down the straight, just drawn up on the wrong side of the track and fought on well, and then luckless last time at 1400. Should get back and be steaming home late. I've got her ahead of number 12, Harlow Gold, who was very strong through the line against the boys when winning last time over a mile. Third, number 4, Fox Play. I think she's under the odds, but we'll get the run of the race from barrier 5. And for 4th, number 7, Samara Dancer. Query at the mile, query from the wide gate where she gets to. But I just respect her turn of foot enough just to slot her in somewhere in that top 4.
La Luna Rossa for me to beat I Am A Star, Fox Playing Global Glamour, 6543. Race 8 is the big one. It is the Ladbrokes Caulfield Guineas, 1600 for open 3-year-olds. They're all males as usual, and it's worth $1 million, Joel.
Gone with 10 Evacuation. Didn't think his prelude run was all that bad. He had a tough run. He was 3 wide, pushed 4 wide, and even a little bit wider coming to the turn. Thought he was still battling on pretty well and actually finding the line the last 50 metres. Different story Saturday. I think from a better draw, he'll probably go to the front. And I don't see an awful lot of pressure. I think he'll give you a great side. I do think, well, he's around $7.50. I think that's short enough. I wouldn't mind double figures about him, but certainly think he'll be a big improver off of that first run at Caulfield. I've got him to beat 4, Divine Prophet. A little bit worried about gate 1 for him, but he's a very talented colt. I think he can turn the tables on impending from their last clash. I've got 1, Sacred Elixir, in for 3rd. Won the prelude when perhaps a few didn't expect him to. He certainly looks to be going in really good form into this. And 12, Ka-Ching, is a bit of a roughie. I like his run at Mooney Valley. He just didn't really quicken around the bend after travelling into it well, and I thought his last 100 metres was good. He might want a bit further, but I'll be putting him in all my trifectas. 10, 4, 1, 12.
Impending on top for me, I think wide barrier's no problem. He'll get back. He'll be finishing over the top. I thought Divine Prophet would have his measure in the Stan Fox, but the fact that he come from behind him and beat him fair and square, I think it'd be pretty hard for Divine Prophet to turn the tables, and I think that's probably the strongest form line heading into this race. So I've got him on top from 13, Sosa Bond, into 2nd, splitting Divine Prophet. The reason being is Sosa Bond's been finding the line nicely, looks a type that's going to get even further than a mile, might even be a derby prospect by So You Think. His run last time was excellent, without all that much luck. A third Devon Prophet, I just think barrier one might work against him. He needs a bit of luck, and that's the only reason why I probably haven't got him higher up in the order in for second. And then for fourth, number one, Sacred Elixir. Look, I wasn't overly... others were more impressed with the win than I was first up in the Caulfield Guineas Prelude. I think it was a pretty... there was a few hard luck stories there and behind. And no doubt he's going to get better over further. I just suspect others are going to be sharper on the weekend. 2, 13, 4, and 1.
I'm with Impending 2 to beat Sacred Elixir, Saracino, and Hey Doc, 2, 1, 6, 5. Race 9 at Caulfield on Saturday, last of the Group 1s, is the IG Markets Toorak Handicap, $1,600, $500,000, and it is a Group 1 handicap, Joel.
I'm sticking with Thames Court. I liked her a bit as a roughie in the Rupert Clark. I thought she ran really well. I thought she should have certainly run a place. Corey Brown was of the opinion that she should have gone close to winning, just had a little bit of an interrupted passage when he decided to come away from the inside. Thought she measured up really well. I think she'll see out the mile as long as she gets a soft enough run, which she should get, and stays down in the weight. So I'm going to play her each way to beat four. He's our Rocky, who's going super. A little bit of a question mark on his latest win, just in terms of who he beat. But he was certainly dominant. He's going to certainly be competitive. I think he can measure up to this level. Two toes and stardom, no luck. First run for Darren Weir. Off a little bit of a setback, but he should run well. And I'm going to throw 6 Royal Rapture in for fourth. He's just continues to rack up the wins. This is his toughest test, but he's going really well.
Tucson Stardom on top for me. I just think he's weighted to win. There's obviously big raps on him. He's got some nice Japanese form, and he's even measured up in Australia in previous campaigns. Luckless in the fan first up. Yes, he's had the setback, but if he's really going to measure up to our stronger Group 1 races over the Carnival, and Toorak's a good race, it's a Group 1 in itself, but there's bigger fish to fry for Tucson Stardom, and he's got to be winning this with 57.5 kilos and just only 2.5 kilos more than He's Our Rocky, which is my second selection. I think he's just weighted a bit too much for mine. He's Our Rocky, he's carrying 1 kilo less than the last start Group 1 winner, but he is flying and he'll perform quite well at Caulfield again over the mile. Third number 13 Tabachi and fourth number 10 Thames Court, they're both two great lightweight chances.
Yeah, and I am with Joel with Thames Court to beat Tabachi, He's Our Rocky and Moral Victory, 10, 13, 4 and 12. And finishing off a magnificent day of racing at Caulfield on Saturday is race 10, the Mitsubishi Electric Scolacci Stakes, 1,100 metres, weight for age, Group 2. And the dogs are certainly barking Star Turn, but this is, and I'm tipping Star Turn, but this is a race where you can often have something that looks just a standout at the weight for age and gets rolled. Joel?
Yeah, well, I'm tipping him to get rolled. I've got him in for third, clearly a leading chance. I'm going 11 Ocean Embers. I think she can continue to take the next step up. I like the form lines. Through Don't Doubt Noma and Thames Court, she's got a really good turn of foot, and I think she can measure up to beat 5 Fell Swoop, very consistent sprinter, 12 Star Turn, and 7 Mullaguirra, unbeaten first up. Of course, this is his first run for the new stable.
Yeah, Star Turn for me, just think he's well-weighted, but I guess the other thing to consider is that these three-year-olds, early season, they do get in well under the weight for age scale, and they probably are the ones that profit most and have the great strike rate this time of year, obviously.
Yeah, some of them are only two. I mean, there is a reason that weight for age scale has stood the test of time.
Yeah, well, I just reckon he'll get the job done. From Fell Swoop, who goes well first up and was luckless in the Oakley Plate first up last prep. Hucklebuck in for third. He'll get a lovely run in behind. Fourth, Dothraki. Ocean Ember's just not sure about at this level, but certainly can see the reasons why she might win.
Star Turn, Fell Swoop, Malaguera, and Flombeurge for me, 12.571. My best race 4, number 3, Chetwood. My value bet race 9, number 10, Thames Court.
We butt heads for our best. Mine is Regisse, race 4, number 10, and my value is Sebring Dream, race 7, number 11.
Star Turn, best bet, race 10, number 12, and value bet, race 7, number 2, Miss Rock.
Okay, well, we've still got Group 1 action in Sydney with Spring Champion, as it has been in recent years, delayed from the big Super Saturday to a week later. And Race 7 at Royal Randwick on Saturday is the Moët & Chandon Spring Champion Stakes. Over 2,000 metres at Group 1 level for three-year-olds at level weights. And there is one filly here in Yankee Rose, who you, Carl, were... determined to lay last start and successfully so. What are your feelings about Yankee Rose this time?
Yeah, I've lifted her over the top four, but not with as much conviction. It's a bit of an open sort of race. There are uneven bunches. We saw in the gloaming there was probably a length covering the first seven out of the line, so not much between them all. And I guess, you know, she's going to have a bit of a weight allowance being a girl, so not out of the question, but I haven't got her in my four. I've got Swear on top, who I thought the first up win in the Ming Dynasty was good, riding a slow speed and just doing enough to beat High Mist. That's my second selection, by the way. And then in the gloaming, I don't think had much luck at all. It was just going for a gap to the 200 and the door got slammed in its face. And it was 14 to 1800 first up to second up. So third up here, peaks at the 2000. Got it ahead of High Mist, number four. Third, number one, Prized Icon. And then for fourth, number five, Honey Wine, who looks like a real stayer.
Yeah, same Quinella's opposite order. I've gone four High Mist. Saddle slipped shortly after the start. Wasn't immediately noticeable watching the race live. He circled into it and looked a real big chance. He just didn't quite finish off. It wasn't beaten far. I think Pacifier's on. Chris Waller put the blinkers on this horse, and he was super impressive winning a maiden before he took them off. And now he gets some headgear back on being the Pacifier's. I think that might spark him up. I've got him to beat three Swear, 11 Yankee Rose, and one Prized Icon.
The other black type race at Randwick on Saturday is race 8, the TAB Angst Stakes, over 1600 for mares at Group 3 level. And here we see Joel, your best bet, and Carl, your value bet. Joel?
Yeah, my best bet, Dixie Blossoms. I think it's payday if you've been with her this prep. She hasn't had all favours. She was very good first up, chasing home Pearls. Totally luckless second up. They went forward on her last time, just the pattern of the day. Really certainly helped to be up on speed, and she battled on really well. Just couldn't match the turn of foot of Tycoon Tara, who's going super. I think they'll ride her a bit more quieter. 1600's perfect. I think she gets the job done. I've got her ahead of six Replique. This former Kiwi had trialled okay, didn't do a lot first up for the stable, but blinkers on, might be a sharp improve at a big price. Eight Extensible is going well. This is a jump up in class, and nine Happy Hannah was pretty good first up and will strip fitter out to the mile suits.
Fascinating, you reckon Dixie Blossoms will go back, because there's not a lot of speed in this race, and that's going to be the big interesting factor in this race. Dixie Blossom from the wide draw, whether or not they slide forward. I've got her in for second. I was on there last time in the gold pendant, and I've just gone for Happy Hannah here. First up run I thought was quite good. It reeled off the best last 600 behind Extensible. Both wins have been at 1600 metres. I think she'll be fitter, and she's really well bred. And yeah, she's Group 1 placed last campaign as well. She's got a bit of quality to her from Barrier 3. Hopefully doesn't get too far back and gets a nice run through the field. Ahead of 7 Dixie Blossoms, 8 Extensible. And then for fourth, number four, Lady Lafay. But yeah, really tactical fair this one.
All right, Joel, as I mentioned, that is your best race 8, number 7, Dixie Blossoms. Your value bet, race 3, number 8, Balmain Boy, marked as $3.60 favourite in your friendly winning
post. Yeah, no value, disappointing. I wouldn't have had it as my value bet for the paper at those odds, but I think he'll be winning. His two runs back have been good. He wasn't any match last time out for the impressive winner, Akatua, but fitter here, third up to the mile. I think he'll be very hard to beat. If you are looking one that is at better odds, then I would give out Thunder Down Under, race 5, number 3. Form's been a little bit patchy since arriving from New Zealand, but a couple of his runs have been forgivable, and I think back to 2,000 metres, he can improve.
Carl, your best, race 9, number 10, Dixie Chick.
Dixie Chick, heavily backed first up, got back from the second widest barrier, settled second last, then peeled the widest in the straight and sizzled home to be beaten a half length. I think she probably should have won on that occasion. This is not overly strong, and she's always shown a lot of promise, and I think she can get the job done on the weekend second up.
All right, that wraps up Royal Randwick on Saturday. We head over to the course proper at Morfordville in Adelaide, where there is one black type race. It is race 7, the Hillsmith Stakes for 3-year-olds over 1,800 metres. And Carl, tell us why the Victorian Raider, Smart As You Think, is going to get the cash.
John McCarl has always had a very high opinion of Smart As You Think. She is a So You Think filly. I remember he actually told me that she was matching Power Trip on the training track ahead of the Maribyrnong Trial, but the only reason he didn't run Smart As You Think in the Maribyrnong Plate, I should say, was that She's By So You Think, and he didn't want to give her a bit of a gut buster, but she's always shown ability, and her Northville Guineas run was quite good. It was just a sitting shot for the winner there, Silvera, and they cleared out from the rest, and I think they can Quinella it on the weekend again. So I've got 12 to beat 1, 3rd in number 6, Fully Stoked, who just wanted to lay in over the concluding stages of his second start. I'm sure he'll run well from barrier 3. And then for 4th, number 7, Ace Attack.
8 the answer, my friend, for me. He has accepted for a race at Cranbourne against older horses on Sunday. I think he's much better suited here. Out to the 1800 ideal. He probably should have won last start. He just missed the start, got a bit too far back, but he hit the line hard. Pretty keen on him to beat 12 Smart As You Think, 4 Volatile Mix, and 1 Silvera.
Carl, your best and value bets at Morfordville.
Race 6. I am quite keen on Rock Status. That's number 10. Four starts for 2 wins, I should say. Unbeaten first up, and it does resume in this event. A lightly raced 5-year-old. He's obviously had some issues, but he's got plenty of ability. In his most recent start, he contested quite a strong $100,000 race and made good ground after going back from a very wide barrier and wasn't beaten all that far by Shap. And that's very strong form lines for this event. So I've got Rock Status as the best bet. The value bet comes up in the last, race 8, number 8, Roselli Sting. Now, this horse was a last start winner and certainly overdue at Morfordville Parks. It draws to get a lovely trailing run again and certainly won't mind a bit of give in the ground.
Joel, do you have
just
anything
answer,
else?
Answer, my friend.
The answer, my friend, is the answer to my question. And Doomben, again, is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. And big fields, 9 races. Joel, there should be a bit of value there.
Yeah, I found it one of the more difficult programs to try and come up with some tips for in Brisbane for a long time. Very competitive and open races with plenty of hopes. But Sea Red was my best bet last week. She was just way too far back, just a mile off them, and charged home the last 200 metres, unfortunately running 4th, so no each way joy, but hopefully we get the cash on Saturday up to the mile. She's been a competitor for that distance, and smaller field shouldn't get us too far back. I think we can follow up with her. And my value is Magic Love, race 6, number 15. Bolted in second up, then won again third up, and then last time out was a little bit slow to begin and couldn't get near the lead. The leader dominated around Ipswich, and she was caught a bit wide, and didn't think she was all that disappointing, considering she had a bit of go against her, and she did fall into third. I think she can measure up to this tougher company. It is a step up in class, but I think you can back her each way.
All right, well, for a bit of variety across the Nullarbor this week, we head between Belmont and Ascot. Obviously, it's a fortnight's job to get those tables and chairs from one side of the road to the other. So instead, we head to Bunbury, Joel, where we have City Stakes all day, and we do have a $100,000 race. What have you got for us there?
Yeah, the $100,000 race is the Bunbury 3-year-old Classic Race 7. Now, I've got 2 Sol Special to beat 1, the River. 13 Humanity, if he gets a run, will be big odds, but I think can run a cheeky race. He just had no luck at all first start on a short-priced favourite. And 11 Iron Boudica in for 4th. My best is Ripper Rio, race 4, number 5. Really impressed first up over the 1100. Came wide from the back. Wanted to lay in, but was pretty soft on the line. Up to 1400's ideal. And my value bet is one of the locals, Cougar Knights. Trained on the track, race 6, number 9. He's had the 3 runs back. He's been staying around the sprint trips, I think, out to the 2200. He hasn't won up to that distance. He's won to 1800, but I think he's looking for the longer trip. And on his home track, he just may have been set for this. You can back him each way.
All right. Well, New Zealand, we're racing at Hawera, and
Matamata is the other meeting. Hawera sees Group 3 race up for grabs for the mares, race 7. Taranaki Breeders Stakes, and on with number 13 Coldplay from the Baker Fours Mignard. I made her my value bet. She contested all the best 3-year-old fillies races last season, and wasn't too far off some of the best. She's trialled up well leading into this. I think she can run you a good race. My best is in the opener, race 1, number 5 Valencia. Really good run 2 runs back, and then last start came back in distance. That didn't suit, just got too far back and was disappointing as a beaten favourite if he took the shorts, but I think out to the mile, that's what he's looking for. And does get a claim to get him in well at the weights. Matamata, my best is Mongolian Lightning. 3-year-old against older horses, but certainly a promising type and should be able to get the job done. Race 2, number 8. And my value is in the last. Race 7, number 8, Cardinal Sin. Improved nicely into the placings last start. not an overly strong field, and I thought decent odds we can follow up with her.
All right, that takes care of a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia, but we're not finished there, because just like your massive value winning post, we go right through from Friday to Sunday, and of course on Friday and Sunday we have the Cranbourne Cup Carnival starting on Friday night, which is the night of the $80,000 Inglis Pinker Pinker Plate, and there's a very special horse going around, Joel.
Very special horse. Hopefully she can be special again. Yeah, Birds of Tokyo, horse owner Little Sharon. She's going super. Unfortunately, the track's drying out. We've had a 26 degree day here in Melbourne. I think it's going to be dry tomorrow, so that's against her, but she will run well.
Feels like 45 degrees in here with the light on.
We are in a hot room recording this, starting to sweat up. So she'll run well. I've tipped her, unsurprisingly. The Cup on Sunday, that's going to be interesting, because Prince of Penzance, as you said, Carl, may go there instead of the Herbert Power. And look, he'll run really well. I thought the stablemate Tully Buck Kid, getting away from Mooney Valley, might run a better race on Saturday.
Sunday.
He wasn't too bad two runs back last time out, never really got into it. He might be an improver. And the horse of Kenny Keys, name for...
Bring something.
He was really good first up from the long spell. If he doesn't go backwards second up, he might run you a cheeky race as well.
And Apache Cape Classic, any feelings about that?
Yes.
Rutiger, everyone Rutiger. Wants Rutiger.
Yeah. A few of the key hopes are drawn really wide in that race. So I think Rutiger, if he can get a bit of a good run, Stephen Arnold to ride, should be pretty hard to beat.
All right, that wraps it up, leaving us only to remind you to get your winning post. Only $5 if you haven't already, 104 pages, form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, all your favourite features and columnists. And I'm on a roll. The last race of the weekend was the way to go last week with Ullman. How did the first race of the weekend go, Joel, at about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning?
Loomed up to go past the winner, and didn't quite get there second, and that was the tale of my weekend, unfortunately.
You, Carl?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Which is...
I only actually start going forensic, going forensically when I've got a winner on the board.
Probably all you need to know about my tip.
All right, so this time I'll lead us off again, and I don't want to go against Joel with Chetwood. I'll go with Joel. Race 5, number 4 at Caulfield on Saturday. A very special horse by the name of Shade L.
All right, well, I'll go to Randwick, and I don't care if they go back or if they go forward. Dixie Blossoms will win the Angst Stakes.
And I'll go Miss Rock in the 1,000 guineas. Why not? 20 to win.
All right, and that is race 7, number 2 at Caulfield on Saturday. Have a great first weekend of the Caulfield Carnival, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.